Well, good, not too bad, not too bad.
So I suppose, first and foremost, in general, you know, we ask how someone's keeping, but how have you been getting on over the past year with COVID-19?
Yeah, sure, like everyone, like, I suppose, good and bad days. Myself and my family would have spent the first lockdown with my parents because we were saving for a mortgage. So that obviously was fairly cosy, we'll say. Now, lucky to have them to be able to move into, but obviously, that wasn't ideal during the pandemic where we have two children and that. But thankfully, we moved into our house last August, so we've been there since, so we've had our own space. But yeah, I suppose like everyone, just kind of taking each day as it comes, and some days you have good days and some days you have bad days, I suppose.
I think that is probably, it's in simple terms, but it's the best way it can be summed up, that for everyone now coming up on a year of hearing of COVID-19 and coronavirus, that it's expected, and there's no shame in saying that everybody, there's better days than others.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you know, it's even people that wouldn't have ever really suffered with their mental health, etc., would definitely have a few, you know, very bad days the last year, as you said. And I suppose it's just a matter of just trying to stay positive and you know, hoping that, you know, once definitely 2021 is gone, you know, the world can return to somewhat normal. But we just have to kind of plough on for another few months until the vaccine's rolled out and things, you know, become a bit safer in the environment, you know.
I don't know how comfortable you are being termed the likes of an influencer, but you're definitely a social media star and have a great following across Facebook and Twitter and everything else. And is there a pressure that comes with that? I know that you're very open about your own mental health, but has there been a pressure to try and stay positive for the sake of others, your followers and your fans?
Yeah, no, I suppose, like, I am aware that, you know, a lot of people would follow, you know, Rory's stories, and you know, I'm always kind of a positive person in general, and, you know, but I am, honestly, you know, I admit, like, I have my bad days as well, obviously, and I think that's important that I share that so people know they're not alone. And, yeah, like, I've been very busy over the last year making content around the whole world we live in, and it seems to be, you know, giving people a good laugh. So I just continue to do it. And, you know, obviously, you'd be under a bit of stress trying to come up with ideas and that. But I just take it in my stride. Like, you know, at the end of the day, it's not on the level of the stress that the frontline workers have to deal with every day. So it's you know, I just kind of do what I can type of thing and try and bring a bit of crack and brightness into people's days. Like.
And have you had any contact with people, maybe people get in touch with you, you know, that they're fit to identify with the topics that you'd be talking about or some of the videos that you'd be putting out in terms of coping and working through COVID-19 and mental health and the likes of that? Have you found that there's more of an engagement or a connect with people that are, as you said there, that once they can see that you're happy to talk about your mental health, that it creates a wider conversation?
Yeah, you're just kind of breaking down the stigma. It's kind of like, well, if Rory's so open about it, maybe I should be too. Like, and that's why, you know, with the new book, the Rory story, like, I talk about my life today and just being very honest with ups and downs. And there's been a lot of feedback from that, you know, like people, like, I suppose, having, you know, read the book, they can kind of relate a bit more to their own life and their own head. Like, you know, like, I suppose the resounding kind of feedback is relatable is what people can describe the book, and that's good, because, you know, I was so honest in it about my struggles and people can relate to that, and hopefully when they are struggling they can think back on the book and be like, you know, Rory spoke about that and this is how he kind of gets himself out of that slump, etc., you know.
And was the book, it came out in the middle of last year, is it something that you'd always wanted to do, to get down on pen and paper and to have your story sort of documented in some form?
Yeah, well, I'd done two kind of comedy books before this, when I wrote them myself, you know, kind of, we'll call them stocking fillers, kind of easy read kind of books. But, you know, the company Gill, who I'd done the book, were looking for me to do another kind of a comedy book. And, you know, I just really didn't have the full hunger, and I just felt with what I've witnessed over the last few years with the mental health awareness, both on social media and doing talks in schools and on building sites, etc. I just felt now was the right time to write the memoir, like at kind of 33 years of age, writing a kind of autobiography is fairly young, but I just felt that now is the time to tell the story. And in hindsight, I was definitely right, because we didn't see this pandemic coming. So the book is kind of more probably good timing for people that are struggling to read about my ups and downs, and kind of take some a bit of inspiration from that. Like.
And again, as I said, that like it's all about, we always hear about speaking out and reaching out to a friend, asking if you're okay, or not being afraid to say that you're not okay. And as you said there, to see from a celebrity, see from a social media star, someone that people might look up to, it normalizes it an awful lot. And it's perhaps something that we might take for granted now, but it definitely wouldn't have been seen maybe just 5-10 years ago. And you know, it's a very recent thing that we're so open about our mental health.
Yeah, exactly. It's the stigma is starting to slowly but surely break down. And I said, like, I kind of started Rolling Stories in 2013, and ever since I started to gain a bit of an audience, I've always been talking about mental health, because of my own struggles, and I asked for help myself. So like, that's why I've been doing it for so long, and now it's just more important than ever, as you said, because of the times we're in, that we talk about mental health, because that's really, like, you know, anyone, I was talking to a friend of mine, like, and he was saying, like, you know, if you are an addict or you have an addiction issue and you need your routine, like, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen to your world? This is it, COVID, like, do you know what I mean? This is probably the worst thing that could happen to someone who needs a routine, is being told to get in your house and don't move, and everyone's upside down. And obviously, that's going to wreak havoc on mental health issues. Like.
And it's been highlighted that the small little positives that people can take from, or that they can make in their days in terms of looking after their own mental health, whether it's going for a walk or a cycle within your 5 kilometres, or find that one little thing that might bring you some joy over the course of the day. And it's more important now than ever that people can lock into that and look after themselves.
Yeah, that's what I always said, like, you know, and I've talked about a lot in January, like, you know, don't be too hard on yourself, like, whatever works for you. As I said, I always, like, talk about exercise. For me, is a massive help for the stress relief and the anxiety, etc. And you know, just whatever works for you to get you through the days. Like, you know, sometimes even just watching an old film you haven't seen, or listen to a song, or whatever works for you. Just as you said, to lift your mood, even just a small bit, just to kind of get through that bit of a slump you're in. Like.
And another thing that COVID-19 has severely impacted is the entertainment industry, and where you might have live shows, gatherings, stand-up, like that, theatre attendances in venues like that. That's obviously been wiped away as well because of the restrictions. But you are this evening doing a free online event with the Monaghan County Libraries. I suppose it's as much a little bit a chat about yourself as much as it is about your book and everything else, is it?
Yeah, so like, as you said, it's just a terrible time for anyone in the entertainment industry. Again, this is the worst thing that could possibly happen for an entertainment industry. And, you know, I definitely missed a live audience. And I was lucky enough to do a big tour in 2019. Like, I think I done about maybe 25 or 26 shows around the country. And it was great. And I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I was looking forward to doing another one this year. But obviously that's on ice at the minute, so it's just all about into the laptop. So like, I suppose, yeah, it's just, I tell my story, like, tonight, like, you know, I've been doing that a lot, both pre-COVID and now, kind of a few webinars online, where I just talk about my life today, and kind of an overview of the book, really, is what it is. And then if there's any kind of Q&A at the end, if anyone has any questions, then we will chat to you then. So that's basically what it is. Just like, there's obviously going to be a bit of laughter, and there's a few good stories there that I have, and I'll give people a bit of a giggle, but also I'll touch on the serious stuff as well. So a bit of an all-round kind of an evening, like.